Well, this afternoon we have a very special guest that is joining us here today. Not only does he play for the Saskatchewan Roughriders, not only was he a CFL West Division All-Star in 2018, he also holds the Roughriders franchise record for the highest career field goal percentage. It is Brett Lauder. How you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks so much for being with us this afternoon. I have a few things I wanted to ask you. First and foremost, how is that new stadium down in Regina to play?
Oh, it's the best. And, you know, I think we're pretty spoiled with what we have behind the scenes as well. And maybe a little bit more appreciation kind of being in the old stadium as well on the practice roster there for a couple years. So definitely pretty spoiled down here in Regina with the stadium we have.
Well, we are all looking forward to the upcoming season here and, of course, hoping for some big playoff victories this time around. But, Brett, the reason I wanted to talk to you is because we've got the second annual Rough Rider Foundation Winter Classic Charity Hockey Game that's coming up at Merlis Belcher Place. First of all, can you tell us some of the riders that are going to be in attendance for this one?
Yeah, obviously don't want to miss anyone, but myself, Mitch Picton, Jorgen Hoos, Braden Lenius, Peter Godber, we're all playing in it. And then we also have Andy Fantu coming back to play in it, and Chris Getzlaff and Jason Claremont too.
Oh, that's awesome. I think you still have a box of Fantu's flakes somewhere in the pantry, so might have to bust that out and get that autographed. From your perspective, is this your first time around playing in one of these hockey events? Were you in it last year? Tell us how your hockey skill is, Brett.
Yeah, so I played in it last year. It was actually the one who kind of came up with the idea behind the game and was just fortunate enough that the team was crazy enough to listen to my ideas. So second time around here, looking forward to it for sure. And I played a lot of hockey growing up too, and a little bit of junior hockey when I was playing university football as well. So it's kind of a little bit of the premise behind the idea. It's a big football province, obviously, with the Riders, but I know it's also a big hockey province, and I still play a lot of hockey in the winter myself. So that was kind of where I came up with the idea. And like I said, just lucky enough that the team wanted to hear me out, and we're rolling with it now and raising a lot of money for the kids and for charity.
That's so awesome. So how is the hockey skill of the Rough Riders hockey team?
I think that's why we're football players, and I also think it's why we get some NHL guys and some guys to come back to play in it too. So there's a couple of us that I think are pretty decent. And then, you know, some guys, I appreciate them a lot coming out and strapping on the skates, and they don't usually get on the ice much at all, if they do, any time in the winter. So it's, you know, at the end of the day, I'm just, you know, for me, it's safety first. So I'm hoping that there's no injuries or nothing like that, but it's a lot of fun.
And who's it going to be the most fun to play against?
It'll be fun to play against everyone, but obviously, for me, just playing against Ryan Getzlaff. I mean, growing up as a kid and watching him and what he did at the World Juniors and with the Ducks and winning the Stanley Cup and obviously Olympic gold medals, you know, he's someone I looked up to a lot. It's kind of surreal for me to, you know, be lacing up the skates and playing in a game with someone that was that great.
And now, have you ever tried kicking it into the net as opposed to shooting it with your place kicker career?
I haven't yet, but maybe if we're losing by a few goals, if I can, you know, kick one over the crossbar, maybe it's worth three or something to get back in it there.
Just get somebody to hold the puck for you, hey, and just try and go top shelf with it. I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah, it'd probably be pretty funny for everyone to watch.
Man, I would pay just to see that alone. That would be awesome. Let's talk about the kids zone. Of course, it's a huge family event, so what can we expect if we're bringing the kids down to it on Saturday?
Yeah, there's lots of activation. Obviously, last year I didn't get to see as much being on the ice, but you know, I know there's mini sticks set up. There's the cheerleaders are going to be there doing a performance as well. I know a big one with the kids, especially being in the schools, is Gaynor, and he's going to be there putting on a bit of a show. And yeah, there's lots going on up there, and I don't want to, I guess, give too much away. Just hoping that, you know, a lot of people want to come out, fill it up, and see what we have going on up there with all the in-game activation.
You bet. And I guess last but not least, Brett, where can people grab their tickets?
You can grab them on the Rough Rider website or through the foundation and also on Ticketmaster. So like I said, last year was a great turnout. We're hoping for the same this year to fill it up there and raise some more money for the foundation so we can get in these schools and do these mental wellness presentations that we're doing.
That's so awesome. Well, yeah, see Brett and all of the CFL and the NHL alumni at the second annual Rough Rider Foundation Winter Classic. That's at Merler's Belcher Place this Saturday at 12:30. So, yeah, Brett, thanks so much for taking a bit of time with us this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks for having me again. I really appreciate it.